a kitchen though that was actually a separate building, maybe.
Oh yeah, you have. It would be a little building out behind where they have probably though what caused that the family grew and they just got out behind and built a little. No little shed, really, mm-hmm. and they have a walk from the main house out to the kitchen, mm-hmm. and they would cook in there and bring the food on the inside of the house to a room. I think maybe the houses wasn't built like that. They were forced to add on out mm-hmm. behind for a kitchen.
What about a little room off the kitchen where you could store things, like canned goods and mm-hmm. dishes?
Well, we had a cellar mm-hmm. is what we had where we put the potatoes and stuff that we didn't want to freeze, and we had our canned goods in the cellar. And in one of the other rooms we had a pantry and with shelves along the wall where we put our canned goods. We've done a lot of canning. We canned up enough in the summertime where we could live on in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw out, what would you call that? You say it's not good anymore.
It's just junk. But we would call it just old furniture, old stuff that we didn't need anymore. But we didn't have much stuff that we wanted to throw away.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a room that or a building that you could use to store things that you didn't know what to do with?
Well, you would call it a storage house. It's what we call them now.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to call them?
It's an outhouse.
Mm-hmm. And,
let's see. We had one we called a barn, and another one a cellar, and another one a smokehouse.
Uh-huh.
Everybody had smokehouses. When you weren't smoking your meat, you would store stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you used your smokehouse when you killed your hogs. You had to smoke your meat because you didn't have any refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd smoke the hams and the sides. We would saw down,
mm-hmm.
use those for what we call sow belly. It would have a streak of lean and a streak of fat, some people call it.
Mm-hmm.
We always call it sow belly, and you cook a piece of sow belly in with your peas and things.
Mm-hmm.
Fat meat, really, is what it is.
Any other meat like that the sow belly just came from the belly.
That's right. It's from the stomach part of it. And really, that's where they get the bacon knife, they cure it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then the backbone. I always like to cut that backbone out and have backbone sweet potatoes. And then we didn't throw away much of anything. We made chitlins. Mm-hmm. That was a big day. And then we cooked the lard out of the fat, and then out of that we had what you call cracklings,
mm-hmm.
the meat, the hard part after you cook the lard out was called cracklings.
When you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
The side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be, that's where it would. It would be bacon off the sides, or either side belly, or either you would have on up further, you'd have the ribs. You would have I don't know what you mean.
Well, I want to know, you familiar with the term middling?
Mm-hmm.
Would you call that a side of bacon or middling of bacon?
Yeah, I reckon you would, middling.
What's the difference between middling and bacon?
I don't know. I don't know what part of it you would call the middling. But it would be where you get the bacon from.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about bacon, are you talking about the whole piece of meat, or?
Well, this was what you call salt meat back mm-hmm. then. You'd take your salt meat, and every morning you'd cut enough off that salt meat and make your own bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really the same thing.
What do you call the kind of meat that you buy now that's already sliced?
It's bacon.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon?
It has a rind on it, which is the skin, really. Mm-hmm. It's a rind around the bacon.
Say, did you ever see a hog? I guess you saw the hog butcher. You helped?
Yeah. Just to help butcher the hogs.
How would you do that?
Well, first thing you do, you choose which one you want, and you would take a single bit axe, put out a little corn, and you'd take a single bit axe and walk up behind him, and you hit him between his ears, mm-hmm. and that would crush his skull, and you could kill him with just one blow. Well, after you killed him, you would